about its fairness. Iran's also facing growing pressure to release an American journalist tonight. She's convicted of spying. Her name is Roxana Saberi. She was born in the United States and grew up in North Dakota. She's been living in Iran for 6 years, working as a freelance reporter. In January, Iranian authorities arrested her, accusing her of working without the proper credentials. But earlier this month, a judge charged her with passing classified information to U.S. intelligence. In other words, spying. The court last week convicted her and sentenced her to 8 years in an Iranian prison. And today, our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, responded.
We believe she should be freed immediately, that the charges against her are baseless, and that she has been subjected to a process that has been non-transparent, unpredictable, arbitrary.
At very least, Iranian leaders have ordered a full investigation into the case, and today they allowed her parents to visit her behind bars. So that meeting now, and Jonathan Hunt with details of that. Jonathan.
Shep, this was the first time since Roxana Saberi's sentencing that her parents have been allowed to see her. Clearly a great relief for them, and they say she is, quote, doing okay. Saberi is being held in a prison on the northern edge of Tehran. According to her parents, she is sharing a cell with two other women at the jail, which is often used to house political prisoners. After they saw her today, Saberi's mom and dad spoke with reporters in Tehran and denied that their daughter could ever be a spy.
No way. She cannot be a spy. You know her. Once you know her, she is the last person to do that. She will never do that to anyone, even to the enemies. She won't do that.
Roxana Saberi's 8-year sentence was announced Saturday as Iran celebrated Armed Forces Day with its usual military parade. Her father claims the trial, which was held behind closed doors, lasted just 15 minutes. President Obama has said he is gravely concerned about Saberi's safety and well-being. But tonight there may be cause for optimism. Iran's chief judge has ordered a full investigation into the case after Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said Saberi should be allowed to offer a full defense in her appeal, which, while encouraging, of course, raises the question, why was she not allowed to offer a full defense of herself at the original trial, Shep?
Yeah, very good question. Jonathan Hunt, thanks very much.